Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and Chicago feds have issued a scathing report on the Minneapolis Police Department 3 years after the death of George Floyd. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The Justice Department has found that Minneapolis police have long engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discriminating against minorities. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As one city leader told us, quote, these systemic issues didn't just occur on May 25th, 2020. There were instances like that that were being reported by the community long before that.
The sweeping two-year civil rights probe concluded that systemic problems in the Minneapolis Police Department made what happened to George Floyd possible. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There are a couple thousand protesters at L.A. Dodgers Stadium on Pride Night. Catholics and others are demonstrating because the team has welcomed an LGBTQ comedy troupe that dresses as nuns. KNX's Natalie Tavidian.
There are bagpipes. There are signs that read, "Stop anti-Catholic hate. God will not be mocked." And all of this is because it's Pride Night here at Dodger Stadium tonight, and people are upset that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, that group, will be honored. They call themselves queer and trans nuns, not actual nuns, but dress in religious garb, and they've said that it's all humor, it's wit, and that they do a lot for the community.
Robert Bowers is found guilty of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in October 2018. Jeff Finkelstein, with the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh, was in the courtroom.
It was emotional to be there, a couple rows right behind the person who committed this heinous crime and took 11 members of our community.
The sentencing phase starts next week. At least five people have died in tornadoes and thunderstorms from Texas to Florida. In Perryton, Texas, nearly 200 homes reduced to rubble. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The cleanup continues. We found Victor Munoz picking up debris from his damaged home. He actually filmed the storm just moments before it hit his house.
The debris was like hail, was just hitting, banging, everything breaking.
Daniel Ellsberg, a military analyst who leaked a trove of government secrets about the Vietnam War, has died at 92. CBS's Major Garrett.
As the Vietnam War ground on with more than 50,000 Americans dead,
what should we learn from the
Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers, 7,000 pages of government secrets, an admission of mistakes and self-delusion about the war's origins. The Nixon administration, unnerved by the disclosure, sued to suppress publication by media outlets and prosecuted Ellsberg for espionage.
This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like,
spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Port Edwards is having their fire department street dance tonight starting at 5. The band Genesee Depot will open the night. Road Trip hits the stage at 7:30. Have fun dancing in the street to these great bands that'll play till midnight. Vendors selling food and drinks will add to the fun while Port Edwards celebrates the 100th anniversary of their fire department. WIRI will be on site doing a live remote from 5 to 7. Be sure to stop by and say hi. A proposed $32 million budget cut to the University of Wisconsin system may just be the beginning. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's working with the Senate Republican leaders to cut more. $32 million is how much UW schools spend on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Voss says taxpayer money shouldn't be used to push what he calls a liberal agenda. Governor Evers says he'll veto the entire budget if Republicans keep going this way. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 53 overnight under mainly clear skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 81 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 57. Tomorrow night, low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, mid 80s Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 66.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Northwoods area is seeing a massive caterpillar outbreak, putting trees at risk. Here's Brittany Merlot with the story.
The health of thousands of trees in the Northwoods is in jeopardy because of one species of native insect, the spruce budworm, which has been infiltrating Marinette County and spreading at an alarming rate since 2012. The damage is being done to balsam firs, spruce, and tamarack trees as the caterpillar eats the foliage. The defoliation is especially high in southern Vilas and northern Oneida counties. Wisconsin DNR says this is going to be a very widespread problem, and many are going to see the effects of this.
Turkey hunters had a good harvest this year. The DNR announced preliminary totals for the 2023 spring turkey season. Wisconsin hunters registered over 42,000 birds this season. That's a 7% increase from the five-year average. The deadline to apply for the next turkey season is December 10th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Walpole area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows level off around 53 overnight under mainly clear skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 81 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 57. Tomorrow night, low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, mid 80s Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Howling for Wolves, which we really appreciate the support here. So here it goes. I'm going to just read the email that I got this morning from Howling for Wolves. Minnesota legislators turn its back on wolves. This is from Howling for Wolves. Dear Wolf Advocates, the Minnesota State Legislators Environment, Climate, and Energy Conference Committee excluded our legislation to prohibit wolf hunting and trapping from the final bill.
The ominous bill?
Yep. The legislator has squandered a historic opportunity to protect one of our most cherished species. We won't let our profound disappointment get in the way of our advocating to ensure the survival of our state's wolf population. The prohibition on wolf hunting passed the House of Representatives by a bipartisan vote with a huge margin of 69 to 57. The bill did not get a vote in the Senate. With only a one-seat Democratic majority, the leadership was protective about what votes their members should take. As a result, the wolf hunting prohibition was excluded from the final omnibus environment bill. Our work at the Capitol highlighted the need for wolf protections to new lawmakers, and the bipartisan House vote showed us which lawmakers are willing to protect our state's wolves. We are heartened to have so many allies in our fight to ban recreational wolf hunting and trapping. Our presence also showed the Department of Natural Resources how much opposition they will face if they propose a wolf hunt. Still, we know it will be a hard fight. The DNR opposed our bill, and they definitely had a seat at the table with the lawmakers who ultimately decided to exclude our legislation from the final conference committee bill. It's fair to ask why an agency charged with protecting our natural resources is so committed to leaving the door open for wolves to be killed for recreation. Last week, the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association said it would boycott its fall's governor's deer opener to pressure Governor Tim Walz to support wolf hunting instead of wolf conservation. This highlights the intense desire of special interest groups to kill wolves. Those who support wolf hunting equate it with wolf management, which ignores the basic biological and social aspects of the wolf that makes hunting them so dangerous and threatens their continued survival. While this is a setback, we put our wolf on the agenda going forward at the Capitol. We will continue fighting to ensure that the wild wolf survives long into the future. Howling for Wolves thanks you for your tireless advocacy. It's because of your work that we got this far, proving that your voice matters. Your activism in this fight for state protections keeps the wild wolf in Minnesota safer. Keep on your lawmakers and the governor to protect wolves by prohibiting wolf hunting and trapping and enforce poaching laws. Live and let howl, Dr. Maureen Hackett, founder, Howling for Wolves. So it is a setback, and it is kind of like, really, all this work and that one, you know.
So where is it at now, in a sense? So wolves are not protected, or can they be hunted? Can they have a season? Where is it at until next year?
We're going to check with Dr. Maureen Hackett, but I believe that they can call for a wolf hunt.
So who would call that? The DNR?
I think so.
Yeah,
we'll have to check with Dr. Maureen Hackett. Maybe tomorrow we can have her call in and give us, like, what's the next step? What do we do now? Everybody worked really hard. I know a whole bunch of us showed up for Wolf Day. Okay. We showed up for Humane Lobby Day, which mm-hmm. the Humane Society of the United States put on. Howling for Wolves put on Wolf Day. I mean, we had two really large groups of people going in and talking to their legislators, their House representatives, about the importance of you know, keeping the wolf alive in Minnesota. And it all comes down to that, you know, just a little bit of voting here. And
Politics gets involved with what's doing with the right thing again.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. It's really sad. So, again, you know, like it said here, we're going to move forward and we're going to keep on it. And we're going to keep on. We need to keep on our lawmakers. You know, I would suggest everybody called Tim Walz, our governor, and tell them how disappointed they are that this happened, and that we want him to keep protecting wolves. And we don't want these special interest groups to mandate what's going to happen to the wolf in Minnesota.
Well, I think he supports it along with Peggy, Lieutenant Governor, because he was uninvited to the fishing opener.
And
that's huge because of his support for the non-fighting or non-killing of wolves, and I think it was something else too. Oh yeah, gun control.
Yeah,
they didn't want them there because these sportsmen want, you know, to shoot stuff with the AR-15 and blow it to smithereens. I don't know.
It's really. I know it's a big mess. It really is. So we'll just wait. You know, we've gone through this before. There's always setbacks. You know, it ebbs and flows throughout the years. And we just have to, you know, move forward and keep fighting and keep, you know, I tell everybody, just figure out who your, you know, your senator is, your House representative, and just go and meet them. And meet them, call them on the phone, tell them what you care about.
Well, we have these Democratic senators and representatives that are, I don't know, in rural areas, I guess is what would you say, and they're afraid to lose their constituents and lose a vote or whatever. So that is really disappointing because, you know, we've been talking about wolves from day one.
I know, for 8 years.
For day one, about protecting wolves.
Ever since we've been on the radio, we've been doing that. Yeah,
and here we are. It's 8 years later, and we're in the same place. And in some states, like Wisconsin, a worse place.
Yes, they had a terrible wolf hunt there. It was mandatory. People came out of the woodwork all over from all over the United States to come and shoot wolves.
Yeah.
72 hours, the quota was over the quota. They went over the 72
over.
Hours.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be, what, two weeks?
It was a bloodbath. It was a literal bloodbath for these poor animals.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Wendy, thanks for that update. That's important.
Yeah. It's a little bit disappointing.
Sign up for BugTussle Internet in June and get 3 months free. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wishera and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid
WFHR credit card ready to go. Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids.